appreciate you. I feel ecstatic. I feel ready to get to work. Yeah, I mean, I got the call from Jim, and it was funny because I was on the phone with him, and I was on the phone for like a good 5 minutes with him. They were like rushing me to get to the stage, but I was letting him talk. So I mean, yeah, I mean, he was just talking about how he can't wait to get me in the facility and meet my parents and really just get to work. And he was just going on about, you know, getting me in the facility and getting me with Quiddy Pay and all those guys. And I know, it was really crazy. They were trying to rush me, but I was trying to listen to everything he was saying. Yeah, I mean, it was really gratifying. I got to give glory all to God, because without him, I wouldn't be here. But at the same time, I mean, being told I'd never be able to play football again and sitting in that room and getting that call is it's just an indescribable feeling. Yeah. It's such a difference maker. But at the same time, when I was at my lowest moment, I had to move, and I had to step, and I had to walk like I was at my highest moments, because I had to keep a positive mindset, or else, you know, I wouldn't be here. Yeah. Yeah, so the whole time, really, I'm just proving the world, proving those people that said I couldn't do this wrong. And, you know, I got the Senior Bowl as another chance to do that. I had the past 2 years at UCLA to prove that. And then the Combine, where I proved, you know, my athletic ability, I proved that as well. So it's really just the whole time proving who I am and solidifying who I am. Yeah, well, I got a big bro over at Quiddy Pay right now, so that's someone I'm going to be looking up to. But at the same time, I want to get in that facility and make an impact immediately. And I want to be able to, you know, earn trust and build those relationships with the dudes in the locker room so that, you know, they can trust me on those Sundays.
What were your biggest lessons playing at UCLA?
Yeah, really, it's just to – because when I got to UCLA, it was all business for me. I wasn't doing anything else other than football and learning more about football and making sure that I was proving the right people wrong. So, I mean – what I learned about myself was don't take your foot off the gas pedal. You know, I made it that far to get cleared and everything. So, I mean, I really just learned just to keep elevating my game no matter what.
Was there a moment during the NFL scouting combine or during the interview process where you felt like Indy might be the right fit?
That Indy, I think I had an informal with them, and I just thought it might be the right fit because Quiddy Pay was over there, who I got to work with our pastor's coach, Coach Eddie. And, you know, just seeing that their pastor's abilities and be able to affect the quarterback and making openings for the interior and the other D-line, I mean, I felt like I couldn't wait to, you know, I could see myself playing with them.
Can you describe how Coach Mallow had an impact on your life?
Yeah.
He was there with you from Washington.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a big father figure for me. I grew up without a father, and he was someone that was always there, giving me the encouragement that I needed. At the same time, you know, he was coaching, so I can't, you know, take too much time away from him. But at the same time, he was always there giving me the encouragement that I needed.
Which NFC South quarterback are you most excited to take down?
Let's see. I'm really excited to take down Purdy, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I grew up liking the Niners. Yeah. I might treat myself to McDonald's in 30 minutes or an hour, because that might be the only thing that's open. But I mean, my family's played a huge role in my life. My brother's always been there for me. My sisters, you know, one's a freshman, one's in sixth grade, and they be giving me advice. And you know, my mom's been there through it all. A single mom that's raised pretty much four kids on her own, essentially. I mean, you know, we've been through a lot together. So it's great to be here at this moment with them. Yeah. I mean, shoot, it's indescribable. I mean, it's excitement. I'm ecstatic. At the same time, it's just I can't wait to get in that building. Super anxious.
Speaking of Quiddy Pay and Coach Ed, he also works with Samson Epicom and Dio Odenbo.
Yeah.
How excited are you to add to that group?
I mean, shoot, we're going to be able to, every offseason, get together, us four, and be able to, you know, bond together, click together, and be able to understand how each one rushes so that we can be affecting the quarterback at every snap. So it's different. As opposed to being on the outside, you're throwing your move like the third or fourth step, and it's just different timing. So when I go to the inside, it's really off my second and third step. And I watched a lot of Aaron Donald to help me with that and stuff like that, and Fletcher Cox, Kenny Clark, and really just teaching me how to really throw my moves quick and efficient, because that's the quickest way to the quarterback is from the inside. So, I mean, it's really just a difference from the inside to the outside. You got to understand that. But yeah. But it means the world to me. I mean, being able to come out there and you know, continue to prove those wrong and be able to, you know, contribute to an incredible franchise, I mean, it means the most to me. Yeah. Shoot. I want to fight for that top guy spot, but at the same time, I mean, I get to go there and learn so much more about, you know, them, and then, you know, take it for myself so I can just elevate my game even more. Yeah, I mean, it's been easy to keep, you know, positivity as my mindset, and you can't really control what other people think about you. You can't control, you know, you can't make them like you and stuff like that. And I've learned that throughout the years growing up. And you just got to stick to what you know. You got to put your trust in yourself and know that, you know, God has a plan for you, you know, no matter what time it is. So, I mean, really just put your trust in yourself, not worrying about what other people think about you. And, you know, that's going to carry you far. So, there isn't, but my middle name is Mo'u'i He'ofa, and it means a gift of love. And that was given to me by my mom. You said what? Yeah. I really just want people to be inspired by it. And I want to be inspirational, but I want people to be inspired by my story. I've already ran into a lot of people that's dealing with, like, similar things and just things in life where they can't control. And they told me that they see my play and what I went through. And it's just really inspirational to them and to know that, you know, positivity is coming their way. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I had an informal with them, but then after that, I wasn't like in communication with them throughout the pre-draft process, and that was pretty surprising. I got that call from them too, because I, you know, my agent's telling me pretty much, you know, just, you know, stay patient. Like these next couple of picks, you know, just, you know, don't be stressed out or nothing if you don't get called. And two minutes later, I get a Indianapolis number. And I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah. Shoot, I mean, we're going to have to get him down. I mean, and we're going to do it. But thinking about that, I know I'm going to have to get Pat Mahomes down, and he's not going to be able to get the ball to him. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. I mean, it means everything because, you know, no one's perfect. There's a time where, you know, you're going to get down. You're going to get, you know, maybe not depressed, but super sad. And it's really important to keep those relationships in your life so that they can give you the encouragement and positivity that you need to, you know, be able to be reassured that, you know, everything's going to be fine and everything like that. So, I mean, that's a really good, you know, question too. I mean, having a really good support system is definitely great for, you know, somebody going through something. And even if you're not going through anything, to have that around you is great. Well, shoot, I mean, I was medically retired and basically told I'd never be able to play football again. And I think it was handled, you know, not the in the best way, but I really just had that time, that adversity, you can't control that. You never think something like that is going to ever happen in your life where, you know, y'all doing, like, this media stuff, what if, like, y'all were told, like, you would never be able to, you know, do this again? So what else are you going to do? But I really had to, you know, tap into a mindset where, and really manifest, you know, me playing football again, but I had to put in the hard work at the same time to really get to this level that I'm at. Appreciate y'all. Take care.
I'm too excited.